This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?"
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
All right, now one of the early games has finished up. It's Ashwood City. Peter is there for us. How you doing, Peter?
Hello, Steve. We've swapped roles, look. I'm pitch side and you're presenting. It feels strange.
Doesn't it just? I'm trying my best anyway.
Yes, you are.
Right, so how did things go down in Agdam?
In where, Steve?
Agdam. In Azerbaijan.
Oh dear, I see what you've done there is you've Wikipedia'd Karabakh to see where they're from, haven't you, Steve? Well, I can tell you they play their football in Baku, Azerbaijan. They were founded in Agdam, of course, but during the Nagorno-Karabakh War, the town was completely obliterated and those that didn't flee were shot and killed, Steve.
Thanks for that, Peter.
Shot and killed.
Okay, how did Ashwood look tonight? The scoreline suggests it was a very comfortable
victory. Well, facts matter in this day and age.
Excuse me?
I said facts matter, Steve. I usually put a lot of time into research when I'm in that seat.
Is this because I'm presenting tonight?
No. It's nothing to do with that. It's to do with the truth. You know, delivering the truth.
Right, okay. Well, can you give us the truth about this game?
Very good. If I must, Ashwood 4, Karabakh 2. The home side never really looked in the game. 2 goals from Willie Amadou, who's finding form. That's 4 goals in this competition alone for him. An unfortunate own goal, plus a wonder goal from wonder kid Kyle Francis Clark.
Is he still a wonder kid? Wonder man, surely now, Peter.
Sorry, what?
He's just turned 18.
Yes, quite.
Did you know that, Peter?
Yep.
So he's scored on his 18th birthday. Worth mentioning in the post-match report, surely.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for that, Peter.
I see what you're doing, Steve.
That was Peter in Baku, Azerbaijan. Ashwood sitting top of that group. Anything other than a win for Rangers or Roma.
Go! Golazo! Golazo!
And then a volley of fantastic proportions there. What a goal for Arsenal. We'll get back into it.
Flying high over Baku, Azerbaijan. Chelsea have won the Europa League again, just as they did 6 years ago.
Ashwood have recorded their third successive win in the UEFA Europa League, and with the draw between Rangers and Roma, the Kent side have sealed qualification to the next round. Post-game, the club have decided against travelling back through the night, and the players have returned to the matchday hotel in Baku, Azerbaijan. Addressing the team in the hotel lobby is Chief Player Liaison Officer Theo Clinton.
Right, guys, as we mentioned on the coach, we're extending our stay here one more night. I'll get you all checked in for now, but get to your rooms, get some rest. The flight is at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. That means we're leaving at 5:30 a.m. So up nice and early. Okay, guys, great, great game. Good goals, and yeah.
You know what this means, don't you, Ellie?
Probably no training tomorrow. Yeah, so what do you think? Train Saturday, play Sunday? Jeez, that's going to be really difficult on me calves.
No, you fucking wet weekend. It means we get to get on it tonight.
Get on what?
Have a good time, like, celebrate, you know.
Celebrate qualifying? I've got a few Lucasades in my bag, but I'll be up all night, Kieran.
Yeah, steady on though, Willie, mate. Don't want you overdosing on isotonic drinks and Barocca in your hotel room.
You can overdose on Barocca, mate.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you can. You can get that really yellow piss, you know.
Oh, what? So you can die of it, can you? He died of yellow piss. Rest in piss.
Probably. You can die from too much anything.
You can, mate, yeah. But fuck celebrating qualification. There's another celebration to be had.
Is there?
All right, listen up, you lot. I know I'm not captain anymore, but that don't mean you can't hear a speech or two from yours truly. Special night tonight. Because not only did he get a goal, but he also became a man tonight. The lad KFC, 18-year-old today.
Boy, two men. Boys, two men.
Shit,
come over 18. Here, KFC. Full fucking grown, eh? Who'd have thought it?
What, that he'd turn 18 after being 17 for an entire year?
Thanks, Skip.
Sure, right, don't let Marco hear you call me that.
Thanks for the birthday wishes, lads. Have a good one, yeah?
Hey, hold up. You haven't had your presents yet.
What is it?
Birthday beats.
Ow!
Go on.
Okay, alright.
Look at him.
Okay, that's enough.
Come on, Willie, fucking get stuck in, mate. Give him a thump.
Oh.
Chris, man.
Sorry.
What the fuck was that?
It was a birthday beat.
You fucking slapped him across the face.
Yeah, I don't know. I panicked, all right? Sorry, KFC, mate.
It's okay, man.
I don't really
it's
do okay. Birthday beats, you know? In Australia, we
do... Right, so what are we doing to celebrate, young man? Hey?
I was going to do something Monday night, actually. We got a light training session on Tuesday. My brothers are in town. Should be good.
Monday... What? Monday night?
Yeah.
Monday nights are for fucking yoga classes, mate. What are we doing tonight?
Oh, well, because a Thursday is absolutely banging.
Yeah,
is it?
Fucking Thirsty Thursday, innit?
Are you suggesting that...
What?
Kieran, are you saying we should have alcohol?
Why are you saying it like our parents are in the next room? It's your 18th birthday, lad, and you've just scored in wherever the fuck we are.
I don't know, Broomy.
Come on, fucking take a swig.
Where did you get that?
Relax, mate. It's not a fucking Desert Eagle. It's a bottle of Smirnoff.
Kieran, come on. That's not on, mate.
All right, fine, but I trust you'll both be knocking on my hotel room door in 20 minutes after some of this.
Nope.
Yeah, I'll pass, man. But Monday, yeah?
Fine, your loss. I'll have to share it with the girls.
With the...
The girls, mate.
What girls?
One of the carrier bag players gave us a number of a few. They're going to come up to my room later on.
Kieran, I'm bloody next door to you, mate.
Well, I hope you've got noise-cancelling headphones.
Yeah, I do, actually, because when I fly, I find it really difficult to actually switch.
Might get myself some dickhead-cancelling headphones for moments like this.
So these girls... They're local Azerbaijani girls.
If that's where we are, mate, then yeah.
When are they going to be there?
KFC, just don't entertain this, all right? Monday night, I'll come out with you, kid.
Oh.
Oh, you said you were going out Monday to celebrate, you know?
Yeah, it's just... I was just planning on some friends and a few lads from the team.
Ah, right. Okay.
But we can hang out another time.
Oh, here he is. Clinton cards.
Hotel room cards, gentlemen. Chris. Broomy. And there's one for the birthday boy. Happy birthday, mate. We got you the penthouse suite.
Best good lad.
Behaviour, though, KFC. Leave it how you found it, all right?
Yes, Theo. Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. See you in the morning, lads.
You lucky fucker.
So, these girls...
Don't worry, mate. I'm sure we'll be able to find the penthouse. It's top floor, yeah?
top floor.
Right, well, I'm gonna head to my room and get some sleep. All right, just please try and keep it down tonight, Kieran, okay?
Yeah, all right, Grandad. I'll be in the penthouse, mate.
Yeah, well, I'm on the floor below, so just, you know, behave.
Nighty-night.
Night, Chris.
What time shall I tell these girls then?
Give me, like, 30 minutes.
Good lad.
All right, and guys, do you want me to come and wake you up in the morning?
Fucking hell, I thought you'd gone to bed, Willie.
I'm just offering help. You know,
you're like a boomerang. You won't fuck off.
Is that another bloody Aussie dick?
Shh. One of the girls is calling. Bonjour, madame.
Where do you think we are?
Shh,
30
Chris,
minutes. All right.
I want to hear this.
Spot on. Right, yeah, get yourself to the Monaco Hotel penthouse suite. Ask for Kyle Francis Clark, yeah? Kyle Francis Clark. All right. See you then.
We're good.
Oh, we're fucking golden, mate.
Right, well, I'm going to bed now.
Yeah, night, mate.
Okay. You want to bring your stuff to my room, Kieran?
Yeah, fuck it. Should probably get ready up there.
This is going to be insane. How much vodka you got?
Guys, I was thinking, when we land tomorrow...
Fuck off, Chris.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we'll weigh around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
In the world can you see this? It's an entirely stilted city right here in the Caspian Sea.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
It's absolutely spectacular. I've never seen anything like it. And this started life in 1949 as an oil rig of all things. Now it is rich, it is vibrant, it is home to so much culture. Just take a look at that.
Wow. It's amazing. I'm asleep.
Hello, open the door.
Ah, oh, for God's sake. Ah, oh, Jesus Christ. What the fuck is that? It's a robe, Kieran. Alright, honestly now, mate. Seriously, it's midnight. Now bloody get to bed. Well, you're not.
I was. You've got the fucking TV on.
I was just watching something while I drifted off, you know?
What a bollocks. You want to get involved in what's going on upstairs, mate?
No, actually, Kieran, I don't. All right? I'm married. And you know what? So are you.
What makes you say that?
I was at your wedding.
No, you weren't.
I was, Kieran.
What? At, like, ceremony?
No, just the evening bit.
Ah, right. Yeah, that sounds right. But look, mate, right. We have a complicated relationship, me and the missus. All right? These sorts of things just happen.
Because you're making them happen, Kieran. All right? You bloody stink of booze, too.
Yeah, and you stink of Lucozade Sport, mate. No wonder you can't fucking sleep.
I had half a bottle, all right?
You're going to be in fucking trouble with the gaffer if you don't sleep.
Oh, Kieran, I'm trying to sleep, all right? I shouldn't have had the drink, but I did. Now I'm just trying to settle down, get the sugar out of my system, and get some rest. All right?
Oh, God, you're sending me to sleep. Right, I'm going upstairs for round two. Wish me luck.
That's disgusting.
Usually a country as small as Azerbaijan would struggle economically.
Right.
But, as some people don't realise, Azerbaijan was actually the birthplace of what is known as crude oil. Now,
oh, bloody hell, it's fucking 2 a.m.
This is Kieran Broom's answer phone. Please leave me a message after the noise thing. Yep, the beat. Cheers.
Kieran, it's Chris. Turn that fucking music down or I'm coming up there, all right? Fuck's sake, where are my bloody headphones? Are you taking the bloody piss? Kieran, mate, I'm bloody asleep. Now fuck off.
Chris, it's KFC.
I don't care, mate. Fuck off.
I can't find Kieran.
He's upstairs. How big's your room? Now get back up there, shut that music off, and go to sleep.
Seriously, mate, I've lost him.
Right. I can't believe this.
Oh, man. You stink of Lucozade.
No, I bloody don't.
It's all around your mouth.
Oh, God's sake. Look, I had a couple of bottles before bed, all right?
Couple of bottles? Chris, we have to be up at 5:30.
Yeah, I know that, KFC, but the electrolytes are good for rehydration post-match, mate, all right?
But it's going to keep you up.
Don't you think I know that?
Do you want some alcohol to mellow you out a bit?
No, I don't, KFC. I want you to go back to your room and turn that fucking music off.
That's the girls.
Well, tell them to turn it off then. Good night.
I can't get back in. I've gone looking for Kieran, but I left my room key.
What am I, the fucking concierge?
What's that?
Kyle, mate. Oh, I'm too tired for this. I really am. If you want to come and keep on my floor, then that's all right, okay? It's fine by me.
What about the music?
I'll wear my headphones.
What about Kieran?
Shit.
Should we go look for him?
Let me call Theo.
But I'll get in trouble.
You're damn right you'll get in trouble, Carl, but that's because you didn't listen to me, did you?
Oh, shit.
What?
The gaffer.
Are you fucking kidding?
He's walking down the corridor.
Get in here now.
Thanks, man. What are you doing?
Right, that's it. It's 2 a.m. and that mental bastard is patrolling the corridors. Both of us are going to bed now. All right, take these cushions and make a little bed for yourself on the floor.
Can't we just top and tail?
No, we can't because I can't fucking sleep. Every time I close my bloody eyes, my head's spinning and I won't be able to concentrate on sleeping if you're in bed right next to me.
Right. I'll sleep on the floor. Jeez, man.
Thanks. You comfy?
Not really.
Well, you only need it for 3 hours.
Yeah, true.
That was a good goal tonight, mate.
Thanks, bruv.
Reminded me of Stan Collymore's goal on his Liverpool debut, you know.
Who?
Stan Collymore.
He played for Liverpool, did he?
Yes, come on. Stan Collymore, debut goal against Sheffield Wednesday.
Not ringing any bells, Chris, mate. Probably before my time.
Before your time? It was 1995.
Yeah.
Wait, when were you born?
2001.
2001?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know.
That's fucking insane. You're like as old as 9/11.
That was the towers thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, mate. It was the towers thing.
You're right.
No.
Why?
Because I feel about 100 years old.
Those girls were amazing, man.
Kyle.
What?
This isn't a sleepover, all right? I'm not going to talk about girls. I gotta sleep.
Understood.
Everything all right down there?
Yeah, man, just trying to get these cushions comfortable.
They're fine. Now go to
sleep.
All right, cool. Although
what?
One of those girls told me this insane story about this hotel.
What?
One of them girls, bro.
Yes.
Told me this spooky story about this hotel.
Fuck's sake, what did I just say? This isn't a sleepover, all right? I'm a fucking professional footballer.
If you don't want to hear it, you don't want to hear it. That's cool.
Fine, tell me the bloody story.
Right, so this place was built in 1950, yeah? And this guy who built it was, like, proper proud of it. Like, beaming with pride type thing. And what he'd do, yeah? He'd play this trumpet in the lobby, yeah? He'd play his favourite music that was about Azerbaijan and its people. And then, like, 10 years later, the Soviet Russians were like, we're taking this hotel and that, but you can still play your music. And he's like, ah, fuck it. But yeah, I'll keep playing my music. So then he's playing his music and they go, nah, mate, you gotta play Soviet music now, bruv. And he's like, shit, I ain't fucking doing that. So he goes and barricades himself in a penthouse like, fuck you guys, I'm playing my music. So he plays his trumpet non-stop for weeks. And all the guests are complaining. Then one night, the music suddenly stops. They go in his room. The dude has hung himself. And they say that over the past few decades, every now and again, the music in the lobby and in the restaurant will just suddenly stop. And when it does, they always find a dead body in the hotel that night.
That's cool. That's a cool story.
Proper scary, innit?
Is that why you're not staying in your room?
Nah, shut up.
It's not that scary, KFC. You're 18 now, mate.
I ain't scared, bruv.
Yeah, sure, mate. You'd sleep tight.
Night, Chris.
Good night, Kyle.
Maybe they got tired and went to bed?
Yeah, maybe.
Do you think Broomy's gonna be alright?
Yeah, mate. Definitely.
I should go search for him again.
Oh, KFC, for God's sake. We got a few hours and then we're on a flight, all right? This isn't Scooby-Doo. Just go to sleep.
You can't sleep, bruv. You're pumped up. Let's use that energy, man. Let's go help him.
Help him what? Sleep with another prostitute?
They ain't prostitutes.
You called him and they came over here and shagged you.
Yeah, but we didn't pay him.
Ah, right. Sorry. I didn't realise that. That was a bit insensitive of me to assume that, actually, wasn't it?
We transferred the money for some drinks. That's it. That's basically buying them drinks. That ain't prostitution, mate. That's game.
You transferred the money?
Yeah.
For drinks?
Yeah, for drinks.
Well, how much?
$16,000.
What the fuck did they drink?
Don't know, actually. White wine?
They're prostitutes, kid.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Man, we gotta go help him. What if he's collapsed or something?
Fuck it. Bloody hell. Let's go. I can't see a thing.
Shit, the corridor light. What's going on, man?
Get your phone. Put the light on.
It's not working.
What?
It's not fucking working, Chris.
KFC, I can't see a thing, mate.
Shit.
Oh. My. God. Get back to the
shit!
Bloody hell, Kieran.
Oh, is he
bloody funny, that? Yeah, very, very bloody funny, mate. That's not cool, all right? It's not cool. Grow up, the pair of you.
Oh, Chris, come on. That was a good laugh, mate. Come on.
Fuck off, Kieran. I don't knock on this door again. I'm putting my noise-cancelling headphones
on. Yeah, good idea, actually, that, you know, some dickhead's going about these corridors screaming like a little fucking girl. Oh, man, your face.
Fuck's sake.
Come on.
Chris, it's Theo. Are you in there? Chris, it's nearly 6 a.m. We have to go right now. Chris? Chris?
Kieran.
Sleeping.
Chris ain't on the plane.
He's what?
Chris ain't on the fucking plane.
You're kidding, aren't you?
I just spoke to Theo and Eric is gonna drop him. Find him
and what?
There's talk that this was the final straw.
The
the final straw for what?
They're going to move him on.
What, for missing a fucking flight? They can't do that.
Got some other left back lined up in January. Done with him because
that's
of this.
That's bang out of order. That fucking disgrace. I'm fucking speaking to Theo.
Kieran, wait.
Hey, oi, Theo. What's this about you fucking dobbing in Chris to the gaffer?
Yeah, it's not good enough, Kieran.
What if something's like proper seriously wrong? Like, what if he's ill?
Well, I look forward to his note from the doctor and I'll pass it on to Eric.
It's not your job to go snitching to that twat.
When players go missing on my watch, that is exactly the remit of my job.
I can't believe you've done that.
Is there something you'd like to share with me, Kieran?
What are you getting at?
Do you happen to know why Chris isn't here? What about you, KFC?
Well, I don't know, really.
Fucking hell. Look, it's my fault, Theo, mate. Right? I'm so, like, genuinely, like, sorry. He ended up putting on his noise-canceling headphones after I was winding him up, like... Oh, fucking hell. Just do us a favour, right? Just tell Eric that he's sick or something. Please, mate, all right? Please.
So it was your fault, Kieran?
Yeah, it was, all right? I'm genuinely so, so sorry. Like, I feel really bad about it.
So you bloody well should be, you stupid prick.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, you fucking twat.
Oh, I could have
fucking shot myself, man.
Fuck's sake.
Oh, man.
Yeah, probably deserve that. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts. This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah. You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking hour?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.